And now a new segment on the show we like to call Alcoholics News. Yay, where we celebrate those of you who have a drinking problem.
Perfect fit.
It's a booze buffet.
This right. show is funnier if you've consumed.
It's 20 minutes to 7, you're advocating.
Third shift. Shift's getting home.
Yeah, there's.
It's happy hour for them.
I don't begrudge that at all. All right, here you go. If you're thinking about going out and having a few adult tasty beverages, here are some ways that you need to be aware that your bartender may be ripping you off. Are you ready?
You being drunk with a $20 bill in front of you. There's no temptation there.
Yeah, that's. Now this is something my dad used to do. My dad had a full bar. They would entertain quite often, have people over. Dad had a big bar, and that he built himself. Actually, it was quite impressive. And behind him was the rack of all the booze, right?
Uh-huh.
And he had scotch and whiskeys and all this kind of stuff. And Dad did this on a regular basis. Switched out the expensive booze for the cheap stuff.
Oh yeah.
Some bars will take an empty bottle of expensive liquor and pour into it a cheaper brand. You're more likely to get ripped off with things like vodka as opposed to whiskey, which has more flavor.
That's the classic scene from WKRP in Cincinnati, where Herb Tarlick is taking cheap rotgut whiskey and pouring it into a bottle of Chevis, and somebody asks, "What are you doing?" "I'm aging scotch."
Exactly. and my dad was notorious for doing that. He would buy. They don't have ABC liquor stores up here, do they?
No.
All right. There was a couple different brands down there, ABC and XYZ. These were
stores. Chain liquor stores?
Yes, chain liquor stores down there.
A mega discounter in the world of liquor.
Yes.
Right.
And their label was rot gut. It was horrible. And Dad would pour in, he would buy the cheap stuff and fill up the expensive bottles. Did it all the time. All right, the other thing that you're
getting. To what? To impress his guests?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And they couldn't taste the difference. After the first one.
Yeah, you know, he might pour them a good one, and then after that, they get the crap.
Yeah.
You know, that was my dad, man. It's not so much to impress people, it's to save a penny.
Cheapness became a lifestyle.
Listen, my dad and his brother found a penny at the same time, invented copper wire. All right. Another way you're getting ripped off is the short pour. Using crushed ice instead of cubed ice gives the illusion that the drink has more alcohol. If they start a drink off with crushed ice, they can pour less booze into it. Then there's the long pour. This is that thing where they lift the bottle high above their heads while they're pouring and make a big show of it. It looks like they're doing something special for you. And you think you're getting a stronger drink. It's actually a distraction, so they pour a weaker one.
I'm glad I don't drink hard liquor, so I don't have to worry about this. They can't shortchange me on a bottle of beer.
Yeah, that's true. They just got to crack it open. And are you sure that they're originally open and not just doing the sound effect when they open it up for you?
Hmm.
Here you go. Yeah, sure. This is whatever it is you ordered.
Yeah. I think I can tell the difference between Sam Adams and Blatz. Thank you very much.
Blatz. I haven't even heard that name in years. All right. The sneaky pour. This is the fourth way that bartenders might be able to rip you off. They hold the bottle out over your cup for a really long time, so it looks like they're pouring a lot of booze. But they're holding a finger over the air hole on the spout so that the liquor comes out in a trickle. The best way to avoid a ripoff? Tom just nailed it. Stick to bottled beer.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so those are the ways.
Or shots, I guess, if you just drink it out of a shot glass.
Yeah, I guess, because then you can see it and they have to fill it up to the line. Yeah,
so I just
guess.
Drink Boilermakers and you'll be fine.
All right. So there's a website called 24/7 Wall Street that has been analyzing beer sales over the last several months and found that there are 9 beer sales that are plummeting in popularity since 2007, and there is some question as to whether these beers will go out of business. A couple of them on here, you're looking at and go, no way.
Well, now, look, I'm not a beer drinker, but my perception is that we are doing more microbrews.
Yeah.
And that's got to come at the expense of someone, and I think, at least I just see less advertising for the German bottled beers, which aren't really authentic beers.
I'll bet you one of them on the list is Heineken.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
You want to take any, Chris, you want to throw a guess out there?
I was thinking like of Heineken and Beck's, which used to advertise a lot, and you don't hear about them as much as you used to.
People are drinking microbrews and other stuff like that.
In other words, people have discovered that beer actually can have a good flavor to it instead of drinking moose urine in a can. All right, here we go. Number 9, down 28%, is Labatt Blue.
I like Labatt Blue. I'll have that occasionally. Mm-hmm. I like Canadian beer. It's not
all right.
bad.
Labatt Blue. Budweiser is down 29%. Heineken, there you go, down 37%. Yeah. Heineken Light, especially, down 37%. Then Milwaukee's Best Light, oof, down 40%. Apparently the word Milwaukee in the name of your beer is...
Milwaukee's Best Light.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Milwaukee's Best isn't enough. Well, it's one of the cheapest beers out there, and, oh, brother.
Hey, I've got a great idea to promote sales. Okay, Bob, what? We take that crap that we make? Yeah. Let's water it down and call it light. Okay. Old Milwaukee, in general, down 54%. Miller Genuine Draft, down 56%.
Oof.
Now, Miller Genuine Draft is the beer that my brother and I would go out and just drink a couple with a pizza.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't really taste like, but it was, you know, cold and with a pizza.
It's American beer, and American palates have been trained to think that is beer. It really is.
Right, but Miller has also branched out into a lot of different product lines.
Yeah.
I think Miller sells more Miller Lite than they sell of MGD.
Probably. Well, apparently, it's down 56%. Milwaukee's Best comes in at number 3 worst beer, down 59%.
Yeah. Milwaukee's Best is not really the best of anything, is it?
It's cheap.
And now for an example, opposites. Milwaukee's Best. Budweiser Select is down 62%. And Michelob Light, which was my dad's favorite beer, down 70%.
You notice how Budweiser is advertising their beer now? You've seen the ads on the football games.
You know
games
what? I haven't even paid attention.
They are advertising themselves as sort of a microbrewery, even though they're the largest brewer in the country. They're saying, do you know where your beer is made? And they're showing the brewer that's making the beer. Making it seem like this huge brewery in St. Louis is actually a microbrew from down the street.
Are they showing the headquarters of InBev? You know, the... The European owners of Budweiser?
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder why not. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be right back.
That's how all my friends that get drunk, and then at the end of the night they want to get fast food. That's a move, man. But I'm never more annoyed than when I'm at the drive-thru and there's drunk people in the back seat, right? It's so annoying, man, because they always order better than you. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, it's easy. I got it. Second of all, I'm the sober one, so you relax, okay? There's always somebody in the back just like, hey, give me a 7. And we're in a 7. And we're in a, tell the guy, and we're in a 7. Tell the guy, hey, you tell him to tell the guy, and we're in a 7. Shut up. Why? Why would I be quiet? Why? You know what? Maybe if I didn't want 7, then I'd be like, but I do. I do. I want a 7. Shh, be quiet. Why? I already ordered the 7. If you order the 7, then we're going to get 2 7s. I don't want 2 7s. I don't want 2 7s. I want 1 7, okay? Maybe if I wanted 2 7s, I would get 14, okay? But I don't. I don't want that. You do the math. I don't want that. I want a 7. Be quiet. You're not even at the drive-thru yet. You're at a red light on Canal Street.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.